14 past 9 at Sky Sports Radio. Des O'Keefe joins us now from the National Jockeys Trust and the Jockeys Association. Good morning, Des.
Good morning, Sean.
There's a lot of interest in young Amy Herman. The young lady had a fall recently in South Australia, and a lot of people wondering how she's going. I thought we'd give you a call and just check on her progress.
Good, Sean. I spoke to her father, Peter, this morning after your call, just to get basically an immediate update. The fall last Friday, so just on a week ago, Amy's still in the ICU unit at Royal Adelaide Hospital. However, the signs are really positive and have been since she arrived there, that all the signs are that she's going to make a good recovery. She's having another CT scan on her head this morning, on her brain this morning, just to check that everything is still progressing well.
Yep.
But she's responsive, and while she's still listed as being in a serious but stable condition, she's responsive to her family's voices and has opened her eyes and that sort of thing now. So it's a slow process, but it's a positive process that'll play out over the next week and months.
Now, Des, was there bone structural damage as well that she suffered?
There was. She had a spinal fracture to T4, I think it was, Sean, and that required the surgeons at Royal Adelaide to stabilise that fracture, which they did on Saturday night. And the key reason, or one of the key reasons for that was when she does fully wake up, often, you know, people in that position can be fairly, you know, move around where they don't want them to and try and get up and do all sorts of things. So they thought it was really worthwhile and important to stabilise that fracture, which they've done. But again, there should be a full recovery from that spinal fracture.
Right. Now, this actually happened in a jumps trial, didn't it?
It did, Sean, and the horse successfully negotiated the last jump, as I understand it, but then about 20 or 30 metres on, blundered and fell over. And two other horses were involved in the incident as well. And speaking and having a look at Morphettville last Sunday and speaking to Peter, her dad, and to another rider who was in it, she's got out of what looked to be, well, it's still a very, very serious injury, but she was pretty lucky how it unfolded. Apparently, it could have even been worse.
She's a talented young lady. She rides over the jumps as well as on the flat and rides equally as well at both of them.
Really successful jockey, 27, 28 years old from Western Victoria, but now based in Adelaide, and has had a really long and successful career. I don't know, whether what her plans will be as she recovers, what her intentions will be, but there'll be this Adelaide community, racing community from TRSA down through the riding group is very, very supportive given the incidents that have happened there over the past 12 months. And I'm sure she'll have a lot of support in whatever decisions she comes to regarding, you know, what she'll plan on doing.
All right. Now, Siren Fork had a fall, I think it was Rocky, about a week ago as well.
He did. His fall was regarded as really serious as well, where he was airlifted up to Brisbane. And the fantastic news there, speaking this morning to Rachel Mason, who's Racing Queensland Jockey Welfare Officer, Rachel advised me that Siren was actually discharged from hospital yesterday. The main issues he's facing are severe facial injuries, but there was no need for him to remain in hospital, and he's gone back to his family as of yesterday, which is a really, really positive outcome because the initial reports from the track weren't good at all, and then later on Saturday night, the reports weren't good, resulting in an airlift up to Brisbane overnight. So for him to be discharged some 4 or 5 days later is a really great outcome for Siren, and hopefully he can resume his career once these facial fractures attended to and settled down. So I think we're rating that one as a really good outcome for that young fellow.
Well, the good thing is, Des, it looks like positive outcomes out of two falls. It did not look very good. Well, none look good, but they looked pretty bad when they happened.
They did, Sean, and we'll cop those results every day of the week, even though at this stage, Amy's still, you know, got a long, long way to go. And when you're still in ICU a week after your accident, you know, you've been pretty severely injured, that's for sure.
Probably a good time to mention the National Jockeys Trust, Des.
Well, Sean, it is because it's a trust that was established to provide immediate financial support to riders who are in necessitous circumstances. So it's not, you know, just an automatic if you fall off that you're in need of financial support, but often families around you might be. And also there are a number of riders who've been injured for the long, long term who are in need of support as well, and the families of riders that we've lost. So I think the trusts are critically important. It has a critically important place in our industry. The awareness of it seems to be growing on a weekly basis, and you know, I know the difference that it makes to a lot of riders and the families of riders that we've lost, and I'm really really proud of the work it does and appreciative of the support that it gets.
And there's one other thing in Melbourne about July 4, you probably got happening around right around the country, so people get a chance to support them in any way, whether it be with an auction item or whatever, please do.
It's a really worthwhile thing, Sean, and as I say, we're really appreciative that racing communities, particularly clubs like Rockhampton Jockey Club, have been so supportive of the trust in recent times.
Terrific. Des, good to catch up. I wish we had better circumstances, but thank you for the update.
Good on you, Sean. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
You too. Des O'Keefe there from the National Jockeys Trust and the Jockeys Association. Positive reports on both those jocks, which is good news. 20 past 9 at Sky Sports Radio. Racing today at Kempsey. We've got to find a winner. And straight away, you just get the little metal detector out, and it goes beep, 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 Neil Godbolt. And we get Neil every time because he's usually going to have one or two that are going to go well. Morning, Neil.
Good morning, John.
How's the day looking, Kempsey, for you today?
Well, looking better now than what it was earlier, put it that way, Sean.
Yeah, things looking brighter.
Certainly, early this morning, it was raining, plenty of rain in Port. But the sun's out at the moment, so hopefully it is at Kempsey.
All right, now you've got in the first year one that's had a trial, just a nice quiet trial at Taree, Kicker Kenny.
Yeah, he'll need the horses at the end of his prep. He'll go straight to the paddock after today, will Sean. So more or less, I think it'll be just a run for experience for him today.
All right, so is he's a three-year-old, so obviously taking a while to get to this point, is he?
Yeah, he was an immature bloke early, and then it took him about 2.5 months, I think, to finish up getting a name for him. They'd lost the little ID card or something, and he was ready to trial 6 weeks ago. Still never had a name, so he's had his trial. He'll have a run today, and he'll go to the paddock. So hopefully he'll improve a bit more while he's out there.
Yeah, like you said, the six-week hold-up wouldn't have helped you much, Neil.
It didn't help much, no. No, I'd have been worse if he was going real good and was ready to have a bet or something, John.
You would have been kicking the cat then.
That's right, yeah.
All right. Now, the fifth today over the 1450, the benchmark 55, DeLagos is in. And it's been racing reasonably handy and handling the heaven. It doesn't get beaten by much.
No, his runs have been quite good. His last run at Kempsey, he come from near enough to last on the turn and run fourth in the race, hitting the line well. He is a bit unreliable, the horse, but I think in the field he's in today, he could race well, I think, Sean.
All right, now you've got not a single doubt. Little Jackson, they do handle the wet. They can get through that, and this bloke looks like he handles the heavy as well.
Yeah, no, all his runs this time in have been good, and I think today he'll, if he repeats his last run, he'll be right in the race for sure.
All right, we go to race 7. You've got a couple in here. You've got Epic Don in, Don Santos, rather, with Andrew Atkins on.
Yep, he's been racing very consistent. Two runs ago, bit unlucky at Taree, he never got a run. Then at Kempsey the other day, he raced very well, got beat by a horse. Apparently, they got big wraps on, so hopefully he'll be right there today.
And you've got Epic Dan in. You gave this a couple of trials and then won a maiden. But it's only a two-year-old still, about to turn three.
Yep, yeah. Now he's a horse. I've got a bit of an opinion of him. Won his first start well the other day for taking on the older horses and everything. It's a fair ask for not many of them do it, go from a maiden to a class one and win their next go, but he handled the heavy, which today will be heavy again, I would imagine. And, he's raced well. He's lacked a little bit of experience, but no, he'll be right there. He will be.
And I reckon, Neil, you must walk down of a morning, and I reckon you pick might be one of the first ones you'd give a pat to, because by gee, it's been consistent. It can nearly handle every going.
Yeah. No, she's certainly been a... great little meal to get to the stable she has been, and certainly wouldn't have won first up, but could have finished a fair bit closer, really. So, you know, again, from the one barrier when he wants to, if he can get a crack at him when he wants to, he'll certainly be there at the finish, Dawn, because he's so honest.
And a good record, second up, 5 starts, 2 wins in the second.
Yep, yeah, no, she is. She's a very honest little filly, her, so... And she's only got a couple more runs left, and she goes to the breeding barn then. So hopefully we can send her out a winner.
All right. What's your pick today, Neil?
Probably, I think Dos Santos, with the experience and that, there's not much between him and the other horse, but I'd probably lean towards him a little bit, if anything, Sean.
All right. Terrific. We appreciate your time as always, Neil. Good luck today.
All right, mate. Thanks very much for that, Sean. Hopefully there's a winner there amongst them somewhere anyway.
Yeah, for all of us.
Yep, let's hope so, Sean. We can always do with it.
Oh, too right. Good on you, Neil.
Good on you. Thanks, Sean.
Neil Godbolt there. Ross Stitt is joining me now, and he's got a few going around today as well at Kempsey. G'day, Ross. How are you?
Good morning, Sean.
You've got a nice little two-year-old going around the first here, and I looked and I thought, I reckon he's been a bit sneaky here. You trialled it in December, give it another trial in January, turned it out, brought it back, trialled it at Taree. It's a Schnitzel filly, and it looks like it might go all right. Schnitzel's image.
Yes, Sean. Now she's been to reform school.
Tell us about her.
That's why she had so many trials. She had an objection to the gates, but no, that's all been fixed now, and she's... No, she's going along nicely, and she's learned to correct her bad habits, and it's all onward and upward from here, hopefully.
Was it a case of didn't want to go in, jacking
just
up? Or
didn't want to go in. Didn't want to go. Once it got in there, it was as good as gold. Yeah. Just didn't want to go in.
It's funny how some of them are like that, Ross, isn't it? It's just that,
like
getting through the door. Once you're in there, it's all okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, good luck today there.
Yeah.
You get My Blinking Boy, a three-year-old, going around in the second. It's just struck three wet tracks the times it's gone around so far.
Yes, I've put blinkers on him today, Sean. He's two runs have been encouraging. I think he'll run a race today. Bit keen on him, actually.
Really? With the shades on, could make a big difference.
Yes.
Well, that's very encouraging from you. Now, Spirits on Ice, only a two-year-old by Murder Jewel, and this hasn't been getting beaten all that far.
Sean, he's a half-brother to Single Spirit.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk to him, Single Spirit. he did finish his race off all right the other day, and he'll get through the going and... No weight on his back. He should be running on. Yeah, but he's got to lift a bit.
The Single Spirit just look and go, you were adopted.
Sure.
Give him the hand pass, Ross. Yeah. All right, that's a fair call. Now, the fourth, you've got Lady with Spurs going around here, and a nice four-year-old by Flying Spur.
I was just telling her that I thought this could win today. It's just a very ordinary. It's by Flying Spur out of the Beale Mare and hates the wet. So we're just hoping.
And cross the fingers.
I've had blinkers on. I'll put the blinkers back on it today to just sharpen her up that little bit. The overnight rain hasn't helped her cause at all.
All right. And then you've got in the last by Lonro. You've got to love it.
She does love it. She does love the going. Her run was very good here last week. She's on the quick back up, a bit stronger rider today, and drawn, terrible draw at that start at Kempston's, terrible draw. Like, she's got speed inside, so she might be able to follow the Ackerman and lead, I'd have thought, and she might be able to follow it across.
Now, we're Ross speaking of Single Spirit. Are you heading toward Coffs again?
Yeah, once he gets a bit of relief from the weight, Sean, he hasn't carried under 60 kilos since last September and hasn't been placed. So we just hope the bit of weight relief, we might have a look at the South Grafton Cup.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens after that.
Gee, you went close to Quinella in the Goffs one last year, didn't you?
Yes, I certainly did. No, that was a great effort by them.
Now, your other old mate who won, the name slipped my mind at the moment. You've retired him, have you?
His last run in the Coffs Cup, Southern Shimmer.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. He and Youthful Jack, that was their last runs, both of them in the Coffs Cup, both retired after
that. Yeah, gee, what a great result. It was a good effort to get him back, only two runs back, and after, I think it was like an 89-week break or something, wasn't it?
That's right. It was. Yeah, no, he's a very smart horse.
Yeah, gee whiz. Well, we wish you luck today. What's the pick of them today? Do you think you like the little schnitzel filly?
I think she'll run a good race, yeah. But I do think the My Boy Charlie fellow, the My Blinking Boy, I think he'll be very hard to hold out today.
All right. And Lady with Spurs?
Yeah, just hoping. I thought she had the wood on the rest of them, but the wet tracks are the big worry.
And we'll see you in the box just having a stern chat to Spirits on Ice before the race.
Yes, for sure.
A few harsh words. All right, good to talk to you, Ross. Good
as
luck today.
Always, Sean.
Absolute pleasure, mate. See you. Bye.
All right, then.
Ross did there. Always great to catch up with Ross. He's got a great sense of humour and does a terrific job. Matty Dale's going to Canberra today. He's pulled a couple out. We'll find out where he's going to take those. He's obviously got some handy horses. Joins me now. Morning, Matt. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Now, I noticed you pulled a couple out today. Bring a Ring and Humdinger.
Yeah, Bring a Ring unfortunately developed a hoof abscess. I was looking forward to running her there today, but she had a hoof abscess there this morning, so she'll have to wait for another day. And, Humdinger on the backup from Monday at Goulburn, and just having a look at the programming and doing the form for today, I thought she was going to be a bit exposed from a wide gate today, and decided to wait for Goulburn next Friday.
All right. You are represented by a couple of handy ones. She's singled, been a good honest horse.
Yeah, she's never far away. Very consistent mare. She does appear to be a little bit vulnerable on the big open tracks like Canberra and Wagga, and both her wins have come at tighter turning tracks, Queanbeyan and Gundagai. But I thought her run two starts ago when Jay Ford rode her and she ran third at Canberra. I thought it was full of merit. So back to the Canberra 1000, and Jay Ford's back aboard, and I'm sure she'll be in the thick of things.
All right. Now, she's going around in race 5 for punters, number 7 there. You've also got More Beautiful going around later on the day. It's in race 7. Nice mare by More Than Ready. You ran a good race first up for you.
I thought she ran really well first up, and that was the first run for me. Going through her form, it looks like the step-out in trip will only help her. And Jay Ford sticks. She's drawn a nice barrier 5. And I've been pleased with her in between runs. So I'm sure she'll be riding the thick of it as well.
Probably be better over a bit more ground looking at previous form, do you think, Matt?
Yeah, that's right. I've got sort of earmarked as today she should improve out to the 1400 and looks like she'd improve again out to a mile.
All right. Now, you've got Cries of Joy going around in the final event, just coming back 100 metres in distance after a nice win the other day.
Yeah, that's right. He did take a little while to win his maiden, Cries of Joy, and he won it really well by 6.5 lengths last meeting. I think he's been pretty harshly treated at the weights here today, going to a class 1 and going up to 60 kilos, but sometimes you get crucified for consistency, and he did run a string of seconds, which caught up with him in the end. But he's done well since, and you look at the form and you see he's drawn barrier 15. Well, I think he's going to jump out of 10 now with the scratching.
Yep.
Jump out of 10 of 12. So by the end of the day, as the track cuts out, I think that'll actually probably be the place to be.
Yeah, another interesting runner here. This one was a late starter. Richie's Ariz, the 12, 5-year-old. Didn't run until, well, you trialled it last year about June, so it would have been a 4-year-old then, and then produced it this year. The couple of 1,200-metre runs have got back a bit, but the other day at Wagga, it actually pinged up and sat on the pace and got the money.
Yeah, that's right. He's been, every start, he's been learning and improving. He was a late starter. He was bred and raced by my foreman, Andy, so he just had him sitting out at his house treading water for a fair while, and we decided to give him a go. Every start, he's shown good improvement. And there's no reason why he won't improve again today. Kathy rode him last start to win at Wagga, and she advised that he would probably be better suited with the blinkers on. So they go on today, and with a little bit of further improvement, he should be competitive.
Yeah, he just reads on papers. One of those is just going to keep finding a bit more for you every run almost.
That's what it appears. So far, each start, his racecraft has improved quite dramatically each start, and there's no reason why it won't improve again today.
All right, and then tomorrow at Rose Hill on the 7th, you've got the informed jock on, B. Abdullah. He's flying at the moment on the Karakuchi.
He really, Yeah, he really is. Brenton's riding super, and Tommy's obviously her regular rider and had a good deal of success on her, but Tommy's suspended at the moment, and I'm very happy to have Brenton aboard.
Got to be a real live chance tomorrow.
Yeah, she is. She's very having a real good preparation, obviously winning at both Wagga Carnivals and Scone Carnival, and a good second placing there with 60 kilos on her back last start at Rose Hill, and she drops to the 54 kilos tomorrow.
It's interesting, Matt, isn't it? There's that old thing, often when mares find form, for some reason they'll hold it, won't they?
Look, it is an old cliche, and it seems to stand pretty true year in and year out, and she's in good form. She hasn't gone backwards since, so if she gets the right run tomorrow, she's got to be hard to beat.
All right. Now, what would be your pick today at Canberra for punters who want to have a dollar or two each way?
Yeah, I'd find it hard to put one of mine right as a standout. They're all good, even chances, each way chances. There's not one standout in my forerunners there today.
All right. Well, a good thing for punters might be go the place all up, a lot of them.
That could be a good play.
All right, good on you. Matt, good to catch up. Good luck today and tomorrow too at Rose Hill.
Good on you. Thanks, Sean.